Simadonna is a fitness guru and a frequent contributor to Wakeboarding Magazine. His article, Rough Water with Simadonna, details some of his workout regimen that made him so competitive in the world of wakeboarding for so long. Today, he shares a few tips for those looking to get on top of their fitness. Simadonna, welcome to the sidebar.
Well, thanks for having me, Clint. I just got back from a little siesta or a hacienda out in Malibu. I'm pretty real and relaxed right now.
That sounds amazing, and I honestly wish I could have been there. It is always a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, for sure.
Now, of course, all of America and most of the English-speaking world, and probably some of not English-speaking world, knows that next week is the premiere of the final season of Game of Thrones. And you have come in with some Thrones-themed workouts for those who are preparing for the next 6 weeks to be stapled to their couch every Sunday at 6.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, Clint, when you're watching Game of Thrones, you spend a lot of time playing catch-up because you forgot about what happened all the previous seasons.
Now, your first workout, and this is a doozy, the reek. So it involves a lot of pulling and prodding, and you have to do it. You have to do it on a beach.
Yeah, well, the main thing with the reek is that you don't want to bathe for 48 to 72 hours before you do it to make sure you got a nice crotch stench. Then once you're stinking, you go out into the shore break, and you just get a little seaweed. You put that in your pocket. And then once it's smelling and everybody kind of parks away from you on the beach, you just want to waddle on the sand. Now, I suggest lunges and reverse lunges, but if you can't get down that far, you can get on your chest and you can just kind of crawl. And you'll find that all the marine life that's sort of buried in the sand will come out to observe, man.
And the more marine life that there is, the better it is, because you also can put the marine life inside of your pockets.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. I don't recommend it if you're allergic to shellfish like myself. I get a little wonky when I eat crab, Clint.
One of your most famous, and it's been changed a little bit for the theme, but one of your most famous exercises when you're out on the board, in the water, you know, the salt really gets into your pores and kind of tears at all the skin. So you have exercise you've renamed the Queen of Thorns, where you put out a bunch of thorn bramble bushes and then you just crawl through to toughen up those pores.
Yeah, and if you don't have bramble bushes like myself, you could just get some raspberry bushes or some barbed wire. You just want to gently wrap it around. I suggest you tape your whole body with gauze first to make sure you're not bleeding. And you don't want to be near a school. You want to be near a prison. You want to be out on the wake to make sure you're razored out there. You want to be nice and sharp. And if you can't do it out on the wake, I suggest all of my exercises are done on the wake. Even these Game of Thrones ones. You know, if you're feeling a little perplexed out there and a little exasperated, you can just put the Iron Throne out there, and that's just a chrome beach chair, Clint. You gotta make sure it's chrome, otherwise the magpies descend, and once the magpies are coming after you, oh man, you wanna talk about drive, that's difficulty, risk, intensity, veracity, and extension. You need all of those when you're evading magpies like myself.
And of course, magpies not only refers to the birds, but also to your fans, the magpies. The Simadonna Magpies is a dance crew that follows you around.
Well, they're actually the maglets, Clint. They're a pocket-sized troop of small people, and they're very musical, and they actually happen to be mostly Scotch and Irish. They actually live in a cottage on my property that I just bought. And they come up when the sun rises, and they go to bed when the sun sets. They're very economical, and they only eat carrots and vegetables like rabbits.
Very interesting, and of course...
They actually displaced the rabbits I had out there, but I built a bigger home for them. They're my boys.
You are just so kind to everything that you come across. It's really refreshing to be able to talk to someone who just cares so much for nature and all of its creatures.
Oh, well, you know, the Simadonna philosophy is, Kawasaki, you know what I mean? It's a lot of power, it's very streamlined, but it's well-intended, even if everybody around it at first doesn't understand why you're doing it. You know, I'm endorsed by Roswell and Papa Doc. I just want to give a shout out. And I got a new line of Easter hair products. And basically, that's just bunny inspired cashmere softness that I'm talking about. I want your hair to be nice and soft like a bunny rabbit. And the only way to do that is to buy Simbadonna's patented licensed products.
And of course, all of these are made with crushed up insects to give it that extra protein to really get into your hair.
They are clean, and believe it or not, you could actually, all of my products are 100% edible and they're high in protein. So if somehow you get trapped in your shower, you can't get out for a couple days, you can just survive on that, and you got the drain to evacuate, so you're good.
And that is all that you need to really be able to be competitive in the world of wakeboarding.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's part of it. You have to have natural skill and athletic ability, foresight, and no fear of death. But once you overcome those, and that's no small hurdle, once you're over there and you get swizzled and mashed, you're gurgled out there, and, you know, you're crushing it, so it's dope. But once your flow is perfected, you get maintain an even brush, and that's really what you need. When you're watching Game of Thrones, you don't want to be too high or too low, because then you might get lost in the storyline. And Simbadonna's never gotten lost in his own storyline. I like to be grounded to my fans and the Simaettes, which is actually the musical troupe to back up
The Maglets.
My memory slips me sometimes because Simbadonna's banged his head a couple times, and sometimes he drools.
Right before you go. Game of Thrones, a lot of storylines, a lot to catch up on, but who do you think, Simbadonna, guess who's going to end up on the throne at the end of this season? At the end of the show, at the end of it all.
I don't like to tell a lot of people about this, Clint, but sometimes I moonlight in the Coast Guard, and I do a lot of drug busts, so Jon Snow reminds me of cocaine, and even though Simbadonna's never touched the stuff because he lives a pure and healthy life, a lot of my friends out there on the wake on darker days, I've seen them do a little toot or two. And that's actually not frowned upon in the world of wakeboarding. Actually, the more gnarly the cocaine, the more spectacular the trick. And if you're as coked up as you could be, I think Jon Snow would be an excellent wakeboarder. And we would love to have him on the wakeboarding circuit if he wasn't a fictional character.
Simbadonna, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Clint. It's always a pleasure, and I just wanted to, you know, reach out and say that I sent you an Easter package. It's a Game of Thrones edition Simbadonna shampoo and conditioner subset. There's also a chessboard in there. I'm not sure why we did it, but I guess I gotta learn now.
Well, each of these chess pieces is just you doing a different trick.
Yeah, they're actually they're really well made. They're pewter and marble, and I actually sourced the marble and the pewter myself. I airdropped into the Himalayas with nothing but a pickaxe and a month's supply of power bars, and I got it done because, you know, Simbadonna, then I hang glided out of there, and oh boy, I whirly birded.
And that was Simbadonna, a frequent contributor to Wakeboarding Magazine, with his article Rough Water with Simbadonna. It is always a pleasure to have him.